The 1970s singer and TV personality Mac Davis sang a song that went like, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a," and I'll use the word heck of a man. "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm trying the best that I can." The readings today call us to refocus our attention on the virtue of humility. In a world that often promotes through sports or entertainment or corporations, will often use such words to describe themselves or their product as number one, the greatest, the best, awesome, most favored. There's a lot of tooting one's horn, a real sense of pride of, look at me, look at who I am, what I'm doing. Now, I'll come back to that in a few moments. So Jesus gives us some examples of what must be going on in his day, where people will come in and think that they're the best, they're number one, so they should have the top seat. Jesus is saying, no, don't do that. And even to his host, don't just invite the people who can invite you back. It's kind of going back and forth from all these great meals. Do so with somebody who can never repay you, the humble, who cannot be able to afford something like this, or who have no home or no possibility of ever repaying this. Jesus is asking us and telling us this should not be our motivation by putting ourselves up front first. And the author of Sirach is telling us to live humble lives. You don't need to be flashy or pushy, but live in sincerity and charity. Now, some may think that humility is a kind of, oh, gee, I'm all thanks. No, I'm not that good enough for that. That's not humility. That's false humility. They're just trying to pretend like they're not taking notice of what good things they have. Being humble is to be able to acknowledge what God has given to you. And for someone to say, you know, you're really good at fill in the blank, a sport, music, your studies, your job, your cooking, whatever. Is there acknowledging what God is doing in you, the gifts that he's given to you that you have continued to promote and develop and enhanced and are being a good service to others? And so the best thing to do when somebody compliments you is to say, thank you. I'm glad you like that. I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I'm glad you're enjoying this. Some may think that being humble is becoming a doormat. People will take advantage of you because you don't want to step forward or say anything to cause trouble or draw attention. We're still called to be firm in our beliefs. And if someone is saying something or telling us to do something that is immoral, unethical, inappropriate, then for us to say, no, that's okay. That's not, you're not going, being boastful or going to pride. You can still be humble, but you've given the gift of the Holy Spirit a confirmation to be having that right reason and knowledge and understanding, and to use those gifts the Holy Spirit gave you to make life's decisions is living out the way God intended you to live. To be firm or bold or standing strong in something only is using the gift of pride, or not the virtue of pride, if we're trying to be mean or stomp on somebody else. Now, going back to the earlier thought, I would hope that every one of us takes pride in our families, in our job, in our school, those things that are important to us, to be able to say, you know, I'm going to put forth my best effort for my spouse or my children, and give them a good education and teach them right. I'm going to do my very best at the job I have. I'm going to be able to take good care of my home. Those are things that we should take pride in. It's not to be boastful, but just to be able to take pride in something because it shows our responsibility. It's showing that we're acknowledging these things are important and I should put forth my best effort in every one of them. The Lord calling us to be into humility corrects those things that are boastful or prideful and keeps us grounded in who we are as Catholic Christian believers. in the letter to the Hebrews, the author is telling us that God is not something so remote in some kind of thunderous cloud or thunderstorm, but he's very close. We're living together in that same great city of believers. And then he's calling us to share in that. And the greatest example of humility is in the second person of the Holy Trinity, our Lord Jesus, who humbled himself to become like us in all things but sin, stripping himself of his own glory and becoming more like a creature like us, to share our lives, so that having given up his glory, he may raise us up into his glory. To grow in these virtues can be a challenge for sure. It makes us remember the greatness of our God and that we are his creatures, dependent upon him alone. If pride or arrogance gets in the way, then we should turn more to be grateful. The gratitude for what God has done for us, the gifts and talents that we have, to be able to share that with one another. Then we can truly be humble people, and in the right way, God will exalt us forever.